USA News, I'm Lance Pry. An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of the 10 claims solicited by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson ruled that claims that can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on Election Day and ballot chain of custody. Kurt Olson on Fox 10 Phoenix is Ms. Lake's attorney.
It should proceed to trial. The people should get to see. This is about restoring trust in our election system.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is closer to being transferred to U.S. custody and faced criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse after some bickering Monday, in which his local lawyer in the Bahamas appeared at odds with the USA legal team. Mr. Bankman-Fried has agreed to be extradited. Mr. Bankman-Fried's lawyers hope to have a new hearing on the matter as early as Tuesday. As an unknown number of migrants wait for Title 42 to expire before entering the United States illegally, they will have to wait a little bit longer.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed. Roberts' order calls for any response to his order to be on his desk by end of business Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was quick to respond, saying on Twitter, "The order will help prevent illegal immigration." I'm Richard Johnson.
Some 33 million people are under winter storm watches, and 27 million others are under wind chill factors. An Arctic burst from Canada and a related major storm sweeping the country this week will affect the Northern Plains, the Midwest, and the Great Lakes later this week. They will see temperatures plummet. Forecasters are warning of power outages, extensive holiday travel delays throughout the Midwest and East. This is USA News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The January 6 panel voted Monday to refer former President Trump to the Department of Justice on 4 criminal charges, including insurrection and obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress. Constitutional lawyer out of George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, says the committee fell short on proof.
My eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
A college student athlete was fatally shot in the Northeast over the weekend.
An investigation is underway after a Connecticut college student was found shot to death in New Jersey. Authorities say 20-year-old Philip Urban was discovered slumped over the steering wheel of a white Mercedes-Benz on Saturday at the Hopewell Valley Nature Preserve, a little north of Trenton. He was a basketball player at Post University, and the team canceled its game on Sunday following the discovery. No arrests have been made at this time. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
After raising more than $100 million in her second bid to be Georgia governor, Stacey Abrams' campaign owes more than $1 million in debt to vendors. Her 2-time campaign manager, Lauren Groh-Wargo, confirmed. She also said negative press and negative polling made fundraising difficult in the final months. She also revealed the campaign has engaged brokers to sell their donor and voter contract databases to try to pay down the debt over time. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.